I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Oregon Contemporary Theater begins 2014 by presenting Nina Raine's award-winning play Tribes in the Lord Liebrich Playhouse January 10th through February 1st. The play explores language, hierarchy, and the subtle tribes of which we're all a part. With us in the KLCC studios are actor Joe Cronin and Tribes director Craig Willis, also artistic director of OCT. Welcome to KLCC, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Tribes features a chaotic and somewhat noisy family in which silence and deafness are also key factors. Joe, you're the father in this family. Can you describe this family a little bit, of which you're the apparent head?
Well, a tribe of very distinct individuals is a good description, ranging from the wife who is the typical homemaker, if you like, if that's not a non-PC expression, to the youngest son who was born deaf. The family has some aims of literacy and creativity. The father's a writer, the son is trying to be a writer, the daughter is trying to be a singer, and the youngest son tries to cope and keep up.
And Billy, the son, is deaf. Does that help him to be a better listener?
That sounds like a good proposition, yes. He has to read lips, of course, since he has no other way of hearing, quote. And he's very, very good at that because his mother taught him how to speak and how to read lips. And so he's very good at it.
Craig, as director, talk about how language plays into this play for you and what's important about what it has to say and how it uses language.
The language in the play is complex and multi-layered, both in the fact that we have the spoken word that we're all used to. We have projected surtitles happening at times, and we have sign language, most of which is projected. Sometimes if it's being interpreted for another, you know, if another actor on stage is interpreting the sign language, then it's not always surtitled. And then, you know, we'll have two performances, our Sunday matinees on January 19th and 26th will actually feature sign language interpretation for deaf audience members.
Let's talk about the tribal aspect of all of this. And this uses the communities of hearing and deafness as an example. But what does it say about the tribal associations that we all have in our own lives, Joe? What's the message here about the associations that we make with each other?
Well, the aspect of competition, professional and otherwise, forms boundaries around people and groups because you've, as Christopher, the character I play, said, a sect has to have enemies. In other words, it's founded on exclusion. We are we and they are they. And a family is a good example of that. Particularly this family, the father sees almost everyone outside this as an intruder and an enemy, I suppose you could call it.
Craig, as director, talk about the origins of this play and what you want to bring forward in this version of the play.
Sure. Nina Raine, the writer, had heard a story of a young deaf couple who were expecting a child, and they were expressing their hopes that their child would be born deaf. And that was surprising to her, and it really made her stop and think about, well, of course, we all have traits that we hope to pass down to our children. But it made her really delve into this aspect of the deaf community that values their unique position in the world as hearing impaired and doesn't view it as a handicap. You know, and that's one of the ways the play spoke to me, I think, upon first seeing it, is that, you know, I think I, being a gay man, have recognized that it's hard to always fit into all the various tribes, and there are people who would like you to leave certain tribes or would like to eradicate certain tribes, and you become very defensive, and of course, you have to learn how to navigate in the world. And I think that's one of the main messages I would like to see going out, is that we should be respectful of the tribes that we belong to as well as those around us. And, you know, ultimately it comes down to, you know, love and understanding of ourselves as well as others.
Well, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Cronin and Craig Willis from Oregon Contemporary Theater's production of Nina Raine's play, Tribes. OCT presents Tribes in the new Lord Liebrich Playhouse on Broadway in Eugene from Friday, January 10th through Saturday, February 1st. For tickets and information, visit octheater.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.